Live in Beck's Network Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. No slavery here, ladies and gentlemen, but go ahead. Take some red pills. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, I'm all jacked up in here. Take some red pills. Wake up. Unplug from the matrix. Be aware. Be awake and be alive every day. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, my lords, my ladies, and everybody else out there not sitting on a cushion. Welcome back. Thank you for the gift of your valuable time. And Charles said it better than I can. We all know here your personal protection is your personal responsibility. This precious gift from God is yours, yours to protect. And again, I will say it, if you subcontract that away to another human being, what you are doing is walking down a slippery slope of slavery. Sorry. Somebody told me, if you say slavery on the air one more time, people are going to get offended and have to go to their safe space. Well, this is no safe space radio, ladies and gentlemen. Rush Priors of Freedom is not about a safe space. Not at all. We also know with education, information, some enlightenment, and some courage, each and every generation must necessarily fight for their own freedom and the freedom of the future generations. It's really more important than us, ladies and gentlemen. It's more important than me and you. It's about the future of mankind. I believe in it. You guys wait. Thanks, Charles, telling people, will you guys wait? You will see. I have my food trucks getting wrapped right now over at 5-1 Graphics, not a sponsor. Great guys. I turn the corner. I see this flag on the side of it, ladies and gentlemen, and I almost teared up. I literally almost teared up. It is so beautiful. When you see this, you guys are going to go, you know what? That Sean guy, he believes in something. I do, ladies and gentlemen. I believe in freedom. Also, the guys at Bexnotaworks believe in freedom. Tech tip 101. Radio's not free. Radio's not free. Radio's not free. Radio's not free. Support the guys that support us in the Perfection Auto Works studios. Support the guys at Perfection Auto Works. You can call them anytime. You can have a conversation with Mike anytime. It doesn't have to be about car repair. He told you guys, give him a call. He'll talk to you about freedom. He'll talk to you about the Constitution. He'll talk to you about anything you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be shocks, struts, tire pressure. I don't know, the basics. What kind of oil you put in your car. What kind of transmission fluid? I had to ask him that the other day on the Ford, you know? Anyway, there's like 12 different kinds now. I say, hey, Mike, which one do I use on the Ford, you know? I open the book. It doesn't say anything. Hey, Mike, what do I put in here? Mercon 5. Oh, okay. It's $5 a quart, but hey, it is what it is. Basics, right? Basics. You can also check him out live at 1046 North Beverly. You can also meet him, me and the guys at KBOI, next Saturday, 23 November, year of our Lord, 2019. At the Crossroads Cinema, 4811 East Grant Road. Doors open at 10:30. We'll be there having a movie. It's called Midway, a remake of Midway. Next movie starts at 11:30. I don't know. I might take my food truck down there just to show it off. We'll see what happens on that. That's a maybe. I do want it in the parking lot, but you guys will be texting and whatnot. I have actually put my phone because... Somebody a couple nights ago, we were talking about this. Oh, I know. We were talking about Faraday cages and whatnot, or ferret cages. I don't know if you're at the U of A, it's a ferret cage. But down here, it's a Faraday cage. So I've wrapped my phone in aluminum foil today because somebody said this will work. I don't think it's going to work. If somebody will text me, 780-8539, it's a test. This is only a test. It's kind of like this entire life. Like, right, ladies and gentlemen? Guys at Perfection Auto Works want you to take care of the basics, real basic stuff. This would be a good week to get your air pressure gauge. And go out and check your air pressure in all four tires. There's a thing on the door on about 90% of the cars. It tells you right there. It's usually 28, 32 on a car. My Ford happens to be 60. If you have a Ford with the regular tires, it's actually 85, believe it or not. But it says it right in the door. Take your little gauge out. Check your tires. Basics, guys. Basics. Mike says a lot of the stuff he does can be prevented if people take care of the basics. But... my advice is do take care of the basics. Save your money for something better. Save your money for something you really want, right? Don't covet other people's stuff. Save up your money and buy what you want. What an idea, right? 323-8650. Been supporting us for 3.5 years. Check them out on the interweb. You'll see 500 million light years of five-star reviews at perfectionautoworks.com. Wow. Okay. I'm not counting, but... I'm trying, ladies and gentlemen. Also brought to you by my way better half, Danny at Biomed LLC, as I like to talk about. Toolbox, armory, arsenal of plates and screws, putting people back together when they have horrifying messes of accidents. Like I said, you fall down and you have a compound fracture in your arm, no problem. Doctor puts it back together, puts a cast on, charges you $20,000. Or you get hit by a car, your femur is in 21 sections, 21 pieces. It looks like scrambled eggs. Plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws. It's Danny's number two sideline. Number one, amniotechnology, fixing the human body from the chinks in the armor of the human body. It is a medical breakthrough that Danny has pioneered through orthopedic surgeons who are changing knees and hips and elbows, arms, wrists, whatever, all kinds of artificial joints put in human bodies. This stuff actually saves people from rejecting that piece of hardware, I guess you'd say, that we're putting back in the hardware of the human body. Find Danny at Biomed LLC. I love you, Danny. I appreciate you supporting it, supporting us, supporting Brush Fires of Freedom, supporting Sean, right? Also brought to you by the guys right down the street, the bombed out Baghdad Thoroughfare at Frontier Towing, you know, picking you guys up that lose front axles and, I don't know, wheel bearings, ball joints breaking out there on Pima County roads. They are the saviors of people whose cars are broke down. Is that English? Whose cars are? Yeah, I think that worked. Call them at 748-1100. They are the sponsor of record that will say they do not want to get your call. I'll say it too. These guys are good friends of mine. They don't need your money. They've got lots of stuff to do. They don't want your car breaking down. They do appreciate us at Brush Fires of Freedom and KBY saying take care of the basics. They don't need your business, but they're there 365 days, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. 748-1100. Call them anytime. Good people. They take care of me. Also, John, our guest from last week at webhighway.com, webhiway.com, providing internet solutions to rural Arizona residents and providing it in a secure fashion, ladies and gentlemen, which is kind of, I'm going to go on to this. John's going to be a recurring guest because that is, first off, I'm not really good at talking about it. He is really good at this. He is a network engineer, which puts him at a level just about right there with what's called architects of the internet. I mean, he's high level at this. He knows about keeping that network secure. Spend another $1,000 on a piece of hardware to put in that network to keep me and my friends secure in that internet browsing thingamabob, where we are being tracked, categorized, and numeralized like cattle on a damn dairy farm. But he is working with us to keep us secure. People that work with Web Highway know security's everything on the interweb. I think it is anyway. Call him anytime at 520-612-6125. Nuclear clock says 1:15. Today, 17 November. We can say Anno Domini, right? Devil hates Latin, 2019. Welcome back and thank you. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I do this way too long, but I saw something. I'm going to do this real quick if I haven't lost my, I know. I'm at that age. I got to have my readers on, right? Here's something, me and Mike talk about this a lot. You know, when we talk about honor, integrity, and strength, when you actually run a business in this town, I mean, does government have honor, integrity, and strength? Anybody, you know, maybe the U.S. Marines, but actual physical parts of government that you all think are, like, totally required. God forbid. Sean, you really think somebody should be able to go and get a piece of property and build their own house on it without a county inspection? Yes. As a matter of fact, I do believe in private property. I think if you're building your own house and you've been doing it for 30 years, I don't think the government's going to come along and make it better. They're going to charge you. Oh, they're going to charge you. But they don't have honor, integrity, and strength. In 2005, the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary published its list of words looked up the most frequently, 14 years ago, right? And at the top of the list was the word integrity. I wonder what it is now. I don't know. Snapchat, Google, Pinterest, Foursquare. I don't know what they'd look for now. 14 years ago, people actually had to look up the word integrity. Maybe that was the beginning of the end. 2005, remember that date. Catalog it. Numeralize it. Put it in your NSA file in the back of your head. 2005. Because that becomes very important with where I'm going today. Duke University's Tim Dodd commented, it's sobering that people need to look up integrity in the first place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is. It's sobering. This republic was built on integrity. This place was founded by people that signed their name to that declaration for July. Well, actually, we all know it was 2 July, 1776. Those people had integrity. Look around government today and look and see if you see an honor, integrity, and strength. I think the people are right. I got a problem with government, and you guys know I do. And I'm telling you, today might go a little bit weird. You just never know. But this is the place. Danny, the better half of me, is the reason I'm halfway normal, and I'm not. But without my woman, I am nothing but a caveman. Sorry about that. I'm shaking things in here. I'm getting ready to go chimp on you guys. Without a woman, a guy like me is a nut job. Real simple. Thank you, Danny. I love you. You wait till you hear this song. I don't know what happened. This music today is going to be right out of that outfield today. We'll be back. Live in Beck's Not at Work studio. I told you I was going to twist it around today, ladies and gentlemen. This is how legends are made. Live in the Beck's Not at Work studio at 1030 KVY. The voice. Oh, man. I don't even know who that is. Let me introduce this. John's gonna roll this next one. I think it's right down that list, John. There is an introduction that needs to be done here. What's going on? Not that one. On my email. I'm sorry about that. Oh, that's called... I think that's called The Score, is the name of the band. I think. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Text me later. It's 780-8539. I've wrapped that cell phone in aluminum foil just to see if it's an actual ferret cage. I'm sorry, Faraday cage. Sorry about that. John, yeah, 780-8539. Sorry about that. 520-780-8539. I would like to, John is going to play something here right underneath Legends Are Made, John. One more. There you go. Oh. I think it's that one right there. There you go. And it actually, there's a time that comes on. This has to be introduced, ladies and gentlemen, what we talked about last week and how, yeah, come on. And Charles coming in. And how this system has gotten bigger than just me and you. Go ahead.
I do support your right to keep and bear ferrets.
I'm into the, hey, see, Charles, look, I got a ferret. Day cage. Ferret a day. A ferret a day keeps the NSA away, right? The NSA. Anyway, what happened last week, when I talk to people about this and they think I'm out of my friggin' mind, I'm going to go through a dateline here. When I get done with this, this guy actually gets this. And I know the corporate-owned media doesn't want you to know any of this. The politicians don't want you to know this. Nobody wants you to know this. Some people don't even want to know it when they're told it because they just back up from me and go, no, Sean, no, they are not tracking me. Yeah, they are. No, you don't understand. Well, if you have a flip phone, they're not. If you don't have a phone, they're not. If your phone's in a ferret day cage or Faraday, whatever you guys called it, maybe it's not. But they're watching you every single second. Ladies and gentlemen, John's going to play something. I might stop this a couple times, but this guy gets it right here. He knew it, and he told us about it. That's right. Live. Who is it talking to? Who is this machine talking to? This recording device, the one I wrapped up in aluminum foil, looks like a burrito, kind of, that got ran over by a pickup. Are you, Lauren, still there? All right, Lauren, how are you today, young man? Welcome to Brush Briars of Freedom. Lauren called 790-2040, trying to sound like a radio guy, right?
Hey, Sean, Lauren here. I'm on the air, right?
Yes, you are on the air, and this call will be recorded for...
factory assistance or quality assurance.
Quality
whatever.
Assurance or for a future yeah. use in something that maybe you thought you were free.
Held against me later.
That's exactly right, Lauren. How have you been, young man? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Dude, kudos to you and kudos to Nikola Tesla. Now,
Nikola,
today is Nikolai Tesla. Okay.
I love it.
He was before my time, but he's the guru. He's the daddy. He is the godfather. He is the dude. He's the man.
I agree.
Okay. Look at, today's discussion is about Faraday cage. Okay. So I mentioned this to somebody at work. I said, put your damn cell phone in the microwave. Now, don't turn the microwave on.
No.
But close the door and dial the cell phone. If that cell phone receives the call, your microwave is leaking.
And it's letting out radiation.
Yeah.
It's also letting it out. While you cook, by the way. I'm not talking about cell phone, guys. I'm talking about while you're doing your burrito. Boy, that's brilliant, Lauren. I'm going to do that when I get home.
No, I thought everybody knew that, but I mentioned it to somebody at work, and they did not believe me. And I go, well, that's because they lack common sense, right? Right? For starters.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now listen. Okay, so we have the cell phone and the microwave. Now, what I want to know is you told us, and I've heard it before, if we wrap our cell phone in aluminum foil, is that going to stop transmission?
I don't know. Mine's wrapped up right now. I don't know. Somebody wanted my number to text me. Let's see. Okay. Well, oh my God. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I'm going to tell you right now what everybody, Charles said it. I said it last, a couple nights ago. I was talking to someone. Anyway, there's like six of them. So the aluminum foil, here we go. Listen, in the, sorry. I was going to say trash. I'm going to the recycle bin, Lauren. I'm going to recycle this so the government doesn't get KBY in trouble or something with the trash can monitor. There it is.
I don't want to start a chain of events. I do not want to start trouble.
That was an experiment. That was an experiment in freedom. And somebody had said this the other night. And I'm like, okay, well, Charles tried to call. I've got my phone turned down. Yeah, no, it doesn't work. No, the one I did when I had an NSA guy on, and I had a bunch of copper out of an MRI room one day. Now, I wrapped it in the copper, I don't know what you'd call this, about quarter mil copper foil. I wrapped it in that, and it never went off. When I opened the phone back up, it after the show, you know, we were in the old studios. I opened it up after the show, and the thing goes, and there was like...
Okay, so does that mean that the aluminum foil constitutes a Faraday cage? Is that why it works?
No, it's not a Faraday cage. No, it didn't work. No, it does not work. Aluminum's not your honey. I think copper's your baby. We're working on that. Me and John are actually working on this right now. We're going to try and make a Faraday cage for your body. I want to make a pair of, well, I'm not going to tell anybody because this is such a brilliant idea. I think it gets stolen. But we're going to come up with a Faraday cage that's like a belt holder so that you can put the phone in a belt holder and it's an actual Faraday cage. Now, when you pull the phone out, all the texts will come in. You'll see, you know, probably what happened here, missed calls or in my log.
You mean it's a partial block, not a total block?
No, the one we're building is going to be a total block Faraday cage.
Yeah.
Is it
information gathering at the same time? That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it blocks everything. It blocks the transmission of these. I think these are at 500 megahertz. I think we're in a 480 megahertz or 980 megahertz. It actually blocks all the radio transmissions in and out of the phone with this copper cage we're going to I'm probably giving away my idea. I think there's a demand for it. As more and more people find out that this information gathering is going on every single day, and you know, freedom lovers out there, when they go like in a restaurant, all of us guys just leave the phone in the car now. You know, it's called no phones allowed.
Okay, that raises my point or question number two. If somebody told me if you take the battery out of your phone, then you no longer have geolocation or cannot be privately interrupted or interfered with from spies, or it's like the old school mafia in Chicago when people were wearing a bug and they were wearing a device and somebody could track them. Well, that was old school in the 30s, but now the new school is it true if I take the battery out of my cell phone, we cannot determine where I am or who I am, or is that not true? Because somebody said, no, if that doesn't work, I don't even know what to believe.
Actually, the way I understand it now, I took my phone apart the other day, and when I pull, you know, you got to get tools and crap to take these newer phones apart. I took it all apart the other day, and there's two seals on the battery, and it says, do not remove. And this particular phone I have, you cannot remove the battery. The newer Androids, a lot of those are non-removable. Almost everybody I know with an Apple will tell you, you cannot take the battery out.
Good grief.
Yeah,
there's a reason for that.
There is a reason for everything, ladies and gentlemen. It says it on my shower. Things happen for a reason. They don't want you off the grid. They don't want you to leave this thing in your house and go out and travel around and do everything, because...
Well, I have an old-school flip phone, and my battery is perfectly removable, but yeah. My question is, if I take the battery out, does that mean there's no longer geolocation or whatever?
Yes. When the battery's off, the thing is basically dead. It doesn't have, like, a backup remote solar, I don't know, Elon Musk-powered thing. Those old phones, especially, when you pull the battery out, they are completely done. We're going to do a... friend of mine that was on last week, we're going to get a spectrum analyzer, and we're going to experiment with the spectrum analyzer, which is actually an RF frequency receiver. We're going to do all these experiments on our own, and then we'll do a show about this, about how we solve our own personal problems, our personal security, about awareness, being awake, and being alive.
Because you know what scared me was somebody told me, I mean, you hear these cultural myths or this doggone innuendo or this rumor, the rumor mill can explode out of control. And someone says to me, oh, it doesn't matter. You can take your battery out of your phone and it's still on. And I go, what do you mean it's still on? That scared me. I said, is that true? You take the battery. How can the phone still be on if the battery's out?
Like I said, the old technology, the new ones, like I say, I mean, almost anybody, you talk to somebody with a newer iPhone and whatnot, there's no removal of battery.com. I mean, you can't get in there. And that's
they
the problem
did
with the
iPhone. For a reason. They contrived this. This is scary stuff, man.
It just keeps getting weirder every single day. I'm going to do a dateline here, and I'm going to teach you guys something about how this went on.
And Sean, I got to get off the phone, but can you take up a program later in the future about the chip implant under the skin, which I'm thinking I'm not going to go for it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put up with a chip under the skin. We know what the connotation is. Can you talk about it in the future, please?
The mark of the beast?
Yes,
I'll talk about
thank
it.
You.
I'll talk about it in a heartbeat. Lauren, thanks for your call. I appreciate you calling Brush Fires of Premium. Charles, sorry about that. I'm going a little too quick. I'll slow down. Charles, how are you today, young man?
Good. Long time no see. Sean, while it's true that your phone's not emitting anything with the battery out of it, there is a secondary battery in it. It's the battery that keeps the clock running and the date right, even if you take the battery out of the phone. So there is a secondary capacity so you don't lose the memory in the phone. And the that phone can be pinged.
Yes. Uh-oh. Did I lose you, Charles? Uh-oh. John, we've got all kinds of things going on. Charles? Charles is right. It can be remotely pinged at any time, and I forgot about that.
There's one other thing, if you still got me on.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on. Sorry about that.
And that is that the microphone can be turned on at any time remotely.
Yes.
If somebody wants to spy on you. And I think you can kill that by taking the battery out, but I'm not sure. But the reason that that Apple built the battery into the phone is not nefarious.
So they can sell you a phone every 2 years.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not stupid. I'm just saying.
Right. They can sell you a battery that has to be done at the factory level. You can kind of overcome that by plugging an external battery into it, but then you have a much bulkier phone if you've got a battery that's dead and you plug an external power source into it. They do make piggyback batteries for those.
I like it.
All but right. I don't believe in buying a phone without a removable battery. Also, if you dial 911, your phone is locked for 5 minutes after the phone call, and the only way you can reset it if you want to be faster than the 5 minutes is to take the battery out. So if you've got an iPhone, you're kind of up a certain creek without the paddle.
Without the appropriate paddling device, I like to call it.
Right, exactly.
Which is what they used to say in church when I went. They had the appropriate paddling device. Charles, I got to take it. I appreciate it, Charles.
Bye.
Thank you very much. A fair today. Keeps those rainy days away. Rick, I'll get to you in just one second. I'm going off the rails here. Oh, here we go. You are not going to believe this. This is going to hurt, ladies and gentlemen. Get us out. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Live at the Pex Network Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Tucson's trusted local rebel radio, ladies and gentlemen. Revolution. Oh, whoopsie. Take that back. There you go. I am not a number, ladies and gentlemen. 7902040 is the number. And I need to do a little test. There is one date in American history that changed everything. Remember we talked about 2005? I'll get right to you, Rick. A very important date in history, ladies and gentlemen. And you guys know Oh, I've moved everything on the table here. Of course, I did real good here. Had all this written down. I mean, some important dates in history. 16 December, 1773, the Boston Tea Party. 19 April, 1775, shot heard around the world. 4 July, 1776, the Declaration. 17 September, 1787, the Constitution. 30 April, 1803, the Louisiana Purchase. 22 November, 1963, a mysterious communist with a $28 rifle shot JFK. 18 June, 1812, we declared war on Great Britain one more time. And 4 February, 1861, the Confederate States of America were formed. One more date, and then I'll get to it, Rick. 2 February, year of our Lord, 2004. If anybody knows what happened that day, it changed this republic and the world forever. Rick, how have you been today, young man? Whew. Oh, sorry about that. I've got John running. He's writing notes and whatnot. He'll get to you one second, Rick. Here's what happened, okay? Here's very simply. We're stuck for just a minute. John is writing something down. Way back in the day, a thing called LifeLog was invented by the Information Processing Techniques Office of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which we all know is DARPA. It is a division of DOD. According to the bid solicitation, it was to be an ontology-based subsystem that captures, stores, and makes accessible the flow of one person's experience in and interactions with the world in order to support a broad spectrum of associates, assistants, and other systems capabilities. The objective of this thing called LifeLog was to be able to trace the threads of an individual's life in terms of events, states, and relationship. It has the ability to take in all the subject's experience, from phone numbers dialed and email messages viewed to every breath taken, step made, and place gone. John, the phone will not stop right now. Anyway, I'm going to find out here in a minute. Rick, how are you today? You still got Rick? Hello? Uh-oh. Computer's going crazy. Music's going crazy. Host is going crazy. Mike wants you to move. Move where? To Idaho? Sorry about that. Utah? Zimbabwe? I don't know. Anyway, they start this thing. DARPA starts this thing. Oh, there you go. Mike, how are you today, young man? I don't know if Rick got gone. I don't know what's going on. Hey, welcome to Brush Fires of Freedom.
Yeah.
Rick, how are you today? Yeah, Rick, I'm sorry. We have got this all messed up today. I am...
So the show has completely come off the rails.
As always, buddy.
So my suggestion is to take the tinfoil off the phone and put it around your head.
I have a hat in my truck that's actually lined with the tinfoil.
Oh, good.
But the problem is, if I put the headphones on, the tinfoil gets crinkly, and it makes a noise in here. Let's see. Here's the... That's the tinfoil noisy headgear thing that I wear. Headgear, right? When, like the kids in school that had headgear with their braces, I have the headgear with my tinfoil. How have you been, Rick? Sorry. I'm off the rails. I'm sorry. How have you been? Are you there? Uh-oh.
I am here.
Oh, Mike Emery, how are you today? I need to inform you that today's call will be recorded for analytical purposes, quality assurance, and to remind you later in life that you talk to me on the radio. Mike, welcome to Brush Fires of Freedom, trusted sponsor of Brush Fires of Freedom. Radio's not free. Mike supports us in the Perfection Auto Works, and I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sean. And we did just a little juggling there to bump the other guy off.
Uh-oh.
Because I have something very important to ask you.
Go ahead.
You know, every time I hear this subject, I sometimes quiver in lust in my loins, because I say to myself, well, if all they want is control, what kind of control do they want? I mean, first and foremost, everybody says, oh, they want your email. They want everything in your text messages. And it goes into this place in Utah. Well, my only question to you, sir, do they really want control or do they want my money? Because they're already getting my money. So I'm not quite sure what they're going to do with the control. Can you tell me? What is the reasoning behind this labyrinth of garbage that I hear all the time when it comes to, well, the cell phone's being listened to and the Xbox is watching your every move. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second. And I'll tell you why when you answer my question, if you don't mind.
I think almost everything they're doing right now is very simply for a later use in life. And it could be blackmail. It could be to say, we know things about you and you will submit and you will comply, Neil. We know about you, Mr. Anderson. We know everything about you. We know you've been on this computer. We know you've been doing this. We know you've been doing this. And now if you'll sit in that chair right there, we'll tell you what we're going to do if you do not comply and submit. Now, I mean, do you think that's not a possibility inside this republic?
I think it's a possibility in a non-republic. I think that possibly my head is in the sand when I believe in this United States of America that we have a republic and somehow we still have freedom. What you're suggesting is that our freedom has already been elated already. It's been taken away based on a computer and a cell phone. And I'm on this phone right now to tell you, my freedom is still free. What else are they going to take from us?
I think me and somebody, one of the guys talks to me, one of my friends talk about it. You know, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And everything is, you know, we get tied to the material assets. You know, I mean, kind of me and you joke about this. There's no U-Haul on the way to heaven, right?
And, well, not at least in my Bible.
Not in mine either. But, I mean, we as capitalists, and ladies and gentlemen, be real easy on how we're doing this, if you don't mind. I mean, give me a little bit of leeway here. As a capitalist, I was taught as a little boy, I think it was a long time ago, he who dies with the most toys wins. And I say, no. I got out of that.
I agree.
He who dies doing most good out there, can you make a change? Can you help people? Can you do something to make the world a better place? Do I do it? I don't know. You know what? I'm not judging even
Sean,
myself
you do
anymore.
Do it by having a radio program like this that actually puts that information out there. Listen, long before The Matrix was ever made, this information was out there. People knew that if you go down to the local store and you create problem, it's called a reputation. Everybody has always been tracked. Think about it. George Washington he was tracked in the 1700s because he knew people and people knew him. Hey, you better not deal with that guy because he's pretty sharp. And Thomas Jefferson, oh, yeah, he likes white women and also black women. I mean, everything is tracked based on social interaction. My only question, and this is why I called, if I'm going to take the red pill, should I also take the blue pill to cancel it out? Because I don't believe any of this. I do believe, as Mr. Snowden in the front of your show suggested, that we are being watched. This stuff is going into a database. There's no doubt about it. It was wired to watch us specifically. I doubt it. Come on. I cannot imagine government being that smart. And to be honest with you, I don't think they have the smarts to do what even he has suggested. I think it's all hit and miss, and eventually the stuff does go in a database. When will it be used against us? When you do something wrong.
Or now, Mike, wait a minute. Let's go back to 1941 and remember the people that, the free lovers that we are, you know. Oh, they'd never round us up and put us in FEMA camps. You know, Alex Jones, a nutcase. Okay, what happened in 1941. It might be 1942 or 1943. They rounded up American citizens and they put them in pens like cattle, Mike. Oh, they wouldn't do that in this country. Yes, they will. Anybody remember the Trail of Tears? Well, they wouldn't do genocide here. Hello? Ask the Indians if they trust the government. Mike, it's been proven, this government, the bonus army, they went and killed veterans on the shores of the Potomac, for God's sakes. They killed our own veterans.
That's why I love being the devil's advocate, to open up eyes. You know, and I know, they are absolutely capable of doing everything I just suggested. And you just cemented the deal.
Thank you
for your program, sir.
Thank you for sponsoring us in the Perfection Auto Works studio. Call Mike, 323-8650. I appreciate your time. Oh, by the way, requested music. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Remember the date, ladies and gentlemen, 2 February, year of our Lord, 2004. Live in the Perfection Auto Works studio at 1030 KVY, the voice. Little house band of mine, Larkin Poe. You ever want to see some serious action on blues guitars? Larkin Poe, ladies and gentlemen, hard tour, hard time killing four blues. Rick, how are you today? I don't know what's going on here. Is that Rick, Mark? I don't know what's going on. Hello. Mark, how are you today? Four. You know what happened? February 2004, Mr. Mark?
February 2004, wasn't that LifeLog?
That was the end of LifeLog and the beginning of something that changed the entire world, and it happened the same day.
2004, February 2nd or 4th. No, I don't. I give up.
DARPA, which you know what DARPA is.
Yeah.
Closed
that's
down.
Been around longer than that, but yeah.
Yeah, but they closed down LifeLog, and that exact day, Facebook went live.
Oh.
In the same day.
Okay.
And anybody,
it was ready to go. That's why.
It was all sitting there. And anybody wants to talk about crazy, crazy conspiracies? I am that guy. I believe Zuckerberg is a freaking plant. I believe it's part of Operation Mockingbird. It is absolutely set up as a control system for everything you ever did. And it's voluntary.
Yep. Well, I have so far refused to get a log on or join Facebook.
Thank you. Can I ask you a question?
It's difficult to resist, but because everybody else is on it, and I can see things to a certain extent by not having a Facebook, what do you call it, account.
The lemming defense doesn't work with me. Everybody else. And I'm, please don't take this wrong, ladies and gentlemen, but everybody else walked in the rail cars in 1943. Yeah. I believe if one person would have picked up a rifle, they would have changed history. So that's
they weren't allowed to have any rifles.
You are correct about that. But
anyway, one of the things I'm calling about is along your lines here is what would happen if Amazon and Google and Microsoft and Apple joined up together, joined their forces together. What do you think would happen?
Anybody remember?
It has already happened, by the way.
Does anybody remember the movie called Terminator? And the thing was called Skynet. And some of these are not jokes. These are, in my opinion, sometimes I believe Hollywood makes fun of us. And it's that kind of stuff. When The Matrix came out and all these clues were in there, like Neo's driver's license. He was born 9/11/2001. But that was before 9/11/2001. It was an unusual deal that he just happened to be born that day. Well, it's on there. It's in the Matrix. And Skynet's coming, guys. Whether or not anybody wants to believe it, Skynet's coming.
Yeah, the anniversary of the date, 9/11, 83, I think, that the Polish general turned back and defeated the Muslims at the gates of Vienna.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that movie. Oh, that movie's great. That's I forget the name of the movie where they have the wings and they come down the hill and they go.
Yeah.
That was a great movie. It's very obscure movie, but it's out there.
Well, it's a true story then, I suppose. I haven't seen it either.
Oh,
but that's what happened. And so I think that's the reason why this Islamo-Nazi fascist terrorist did it on that 9/11 day. 2001. Anyway, so they're already working on an AI together.
Mm-hmm.
The big four. 2017. Yeah,
the big four. Yeah, the big four is working on AI, and they're doing a really good job.
Yeah.
You know about quantum computing and what they're actually doing with quantum computing. It makes the movement of data inside that computer so fast, it could probably figure out my next words. It has gotten that good. And I'm pretty off the cuff in here. There's nothing on the table. There's nothing up my sleeves. But it's probably knowing somehow some computer could figure out almost every word I'm going to say in here. 3 minutes.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so we are already being tracked, and we're being tracked by some of the most efficient groups that we have in the United States, probably in the world. It's certainly not the government.
No.
And I agree with Mike on that. It's not the government to be able to do it.
No, it's the companies. It's the companies.
Unholy quad.
That's exactly right. Now, here's, and I don't even know how I can say this out loud, but certain people that I know that are in the business, I got to be real careful how I say this, because there is called NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. When you get a demand from the government, when you're in that system, and I'll say Amazon, Facebook, Google, Netflix, whatever, these big dogs, when they get a demand for your information, A, they have to provide it, and B, they cannot let it out. Those demands are cardinal non-disclosure demands. That information technology company, whether it be AT&T, Verizon, again, Facebook, Amazon, Google, they don't have to, nor can they, disclose that they got a warrant or a request, really is what it is. It's an RFQ for your information. They just turn it over. They'll give your whole life over to the government. They don't care. And there is no Fourth Amendment protection in that company relationship because you signed a term of service with the company that basically releases them from liability for any disclosure of your personal data up to and including what you and your wife did last night if you put it on Facebook. God bless you all.
Yep. And if you build your own website, let's say it's not a Facebook interaction, you make your own website. Do you actually own that website?
I work with GoDaddy. I would say there's a term of service on there that says, no, I'm renting domain space. The intellectual property theoretically would be mine, but the problem is if it's a web page, it's not mine. It's for the open use. It's called that's damn near open source. You know, you can click on brushfriarsoffreedom.com and I can't, you can steal pictures off there. There's not much. I don't do much with web things. You know how stupid I am.
Yeah, but can they take it away from you?
That's an excellent question. Sorry, Rick. You know how this goes. That's the fastest show I've done in like 5 years. Mark, I appreciate your call. Everybody out there, go out. Go forth in the world. Be fruitful. Multiply. Practice the golden rule. It works every time it's tried. Don't hit, don't steal. Maurice is live today. He's going to be here in about, I'm going to go ahead and give him 5 minutes and 22 seconds. Stay tuned after that for Jeff Prather. Appreciate your time, guys. God bless y'all. We'll see you next week.